10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now. We'll work to get back on our timing, so let me just ask you this, Tausch, and then we'll get to the Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week coming up next. So do you think, again, we're all guessing here, right? Jair Alexander practiced all 3 days, which was not what they did with him a week ago when he then did not play in Seattle. He practiced in full the Wednesday and Thursday practices and then didn't practice at all on Friday, and LaFleur said he didn't reach the proper speeds in their testing work, so he was a no-go. Are you expecting him out there tonight? And is there value? The point you made about the value of a little bit of work in to get him ready for Minnesota, what the counterpoint would be, well, last time they were just going to get a little bit of work in for him. He left after 10 plays.
But I don't think that was the plan last time, and I think they felt snake bitten. In the fact, again, you only have 47 guys that dress. So you only, you know, if you have one guy that can only play three snaps, all of a sudden now your special teams units and everything. So, you know, coaches.
A trickle down.
Coaches will trust as long as you can go out and do. And then when that doesn't happen and you have an issue like that, coaches are more hesitant to say, oh, okay, Jair, we're going to do this. So my guess is if you do plan with Jair tonight to get out there, I think if he's practicing all that and you want to get him out there for that Viking game, I think you come out here with a plan of let's get you 15 or 20 reps, get you back into it a little bit, and then we implement kind of that other game plan. But I don't think they're banking on saying, all right, Jair, you're playing 60 snaps. And I think it's more, okay, right. 10, 15. But, yes, I thought last week you were pretty adamant. Domofsky jumped on here. Yep, Jair's playing. We think he's going to play.
Right. And before now he didn't practice on Friday. Like, he was a full participant for two straight days. That usually is a pretty significant sign he's trending in the right direction.
It should be. And that's the tricky part of how you're dealing with Jair's knee and where his head's at. So you're just trying to figure things out. And I think from his standpoint, you want to get out there. You want to get back in. You don't want to just jump in like we saw guys do that in the playoffs a few years ago. And I think Jair was one of those guys, along with Zadarius, where it's you fire back out there. You don't want to be thrown. You want to get a little bit of reacclimation to get settled back in. And that is why I would think you're going to see, if he is going to play in the Minnesota game, I think you'd see him tonight for a little bit.
One of our Tundra Trio houses, but it's also where we have a lot of our storage. I've never seen so many different Tito's items in one place. There's the giant bottle.
Where you got my Christmas presents from last year. I just noticed where we got this little guy, a little dog. Oh, it's cute. Such a cute little dog sweater.
Yeah. I found the sign somewhere else. Speaking of which, are you going to open up this year's Christmas presents
on
the air?
Yeah, I thought we'd do digi only, right? Jesse, are we going to do a digi only
Christmas? The second time you've called him Jason since we
I said Jason. Jizzy.
We could do that. We'll see. In the 11 o'clock hour, whether we do it on the air or digitally, we can.
I think we digi only. It's more visual than an audio.
Regardless. Pour me in, Coach.
Yeah,
on your
look
love
at this cute little. Oh, look
I don't think it's meant
guy.
To be a mitten.
Oh, look at the cute little
it's
guy.
Not a puppet, either. And there's no head.
Oh, pour me in, Coach, says the little puppet. From a seat in the stands, this is Jair, Sammy. Pour me in, Coach. From a seat in the stands to the best seat on the couch. Root for your favorite team with your favorite team spirit. Stack a spicy bloody for your warm-up. Salt the rim of a Tito Rita or take home the win with a Tito's and whatever your heart desires. You're calling the game. You change up your roster. Wash that lucky jersey as long as you make Tito's your first-round bottle pick. Whose house? Oh, it's Tito's house. Find cocktail recipes for every fan at titosvodka.com. Crafted to be savored responsibly.
Our Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week selections are next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays.
It's the holiday season. And Santa Claus
is coming
down. Christmas snow.
Wilde and Tausch live and in person at the Tundra Trio when our shows aren't nearly as good as when we're in different locations.
Here
God, it's a weird dynamic.
It's which part?
The fact that we're so much better apart while we're together.
Yeah, there's something to be said about distance. This could be a good thing.
I take full responsibility if our show has not been top-notch. I feel terrible.
You're a warrior, though. Most guys, you get a little sniffle. Yeah, I'm going to take the day. Like somebody sitting to my right would do. No offense.
Especially if it's after a volleyball match.
I would, yeah.
And congrats to the Penn State Nittany Lions on their national championship.
I thought Nebraska won it. I was told Nebraska was the best team in the world.
They were.
They certainly
big
had
choke.
Their opportunities.
No, they didn't choke. They
Badgers didn't never lost a set to the national champs.
They swept Penn State?
They sure did.
Six in a row?
Three.
Oh, they only played them once.
Only played them once, but swept them. Yeah.
Well, the results shouldn't matter. I think Wisconsin's the best team, so they should win the national championship.
Thank you, Kirk Herbstreit. All right, so time now for our Steinhoff.
Do people not realize how absurd?
Got problems with college football.
Wins don't matter.
Whenever you have to utter the words winning and losing doesn't matter, it's who's the best. Well, then let's recalibrate Super Bowl champions. Like, what are we doing? Kirk should know that better than anybody.
Some people would rather play the games theoretically than actually to determine champions.
At the SEC conference.
So, I have an idea.
Well, you
I'm going to be honest. I'm gonna call AJ Hawk because I've been trying to get things done. McAfee can get it done. I am going to.
You're right about that.
Am pitching AJ to get me on with McAfee. That first weekend divisional.
What is this? Everybody that I do a radio show with abandons me for McAfee?
No, I want to pitch this so that the ESPN folks, because ESPN has a lot of power. I think my idea on picking your opponents will be implemented if McAfee starts advocating for it. And it makes a ton of sense.
For which sport?
Doesn't matter. It's both.
Well, which one are you going to pick first?
I think I'm going to go NFL because that's the big cojone. And I'm going to go to that that Sunday or Monday wild card weekend. We need to pitch that ASAP because it's not going to happen this year. We know that. But I want that campaign to start because it's everywhere. In college football, you think Oregon wants to play Ohio State? They would sign up tomorrow to play Boise or any of these other programs. They should get to pick. And the drama that brings, it's beautiful. So,
And everyone would have picked Indiana, of course.
Wins and losses don't matter. What are we doing?
Well, wins and losses do matter when it comes to our Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week. I was watching some football yesterday while I was getting
Green Bay is a better team today. Why are we playing? Everybody says they're better.
That is the argument made
by
some.
So we don't need to play.
Yeah.
Indeed. The hell with it. Don't play.
They should just a free pass right to the national championship / Super Bowl.
Didn't hear a lot of SEC talk after their boys got absolutely curb stomped by the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Yeah, Feinbaum and Lane Kiffin stopped tweeting. It was really odd.
My boy Peter Burns didn't respond to me. I said, thought everything means more. Didn't mean more Saturday. God, I love it when the SEC gets humbled. Oh, doesn't happen often, but when it does, you better wear it out.
And that's your Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week.
And that home sucks. No, it is time for our Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week. And I was watching some games. I was flipping through. I saw Braden Narveson miss a field goal yesterday. I saw Anders Carlson miss a field goal and an extra point yesterday. And Brandon McManus just keeps chugging along, making field goals and also helping Special Spaces Wisconsin. All season long, Steinhoffel's is partnering with Special Spaces Wisconsin and the Green Bay Packers to create dream bedrooms for children battling cancer all across Wisconsin. This season, every time the Packers make a field goal, Steinhoffel's donates $1,000 to Special Spaces Wisconsin. Steinhoffel's has been Wisconsin's furniture and mattress leader since 1934, is 100% employee-owned, and is a proud partner of the Green Bay Packers. Time now for our Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week.
Don't sleep, you gotta stay up.
Hey there, sleepyhead. Wakey, wakey.
Okay, campers, rise and shine.
It's time for the Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week on Wilby and Tausch.
It is time for the Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week. Quick update, by the way. 26 field goals this season by the Packers. Braden Narveson with 12 of them. Brandon McManus with 14. So that's $26,000 from Steinhoffel's to Special Spaces Wisconsin. All right, Tausch, who you got? Jordan Love?
I'm thinking, well, you went with Romeo Doubs last week, so I'm not sure.
He'd been gone for 2 weeks.
So don't sit here and try to paint me in a corner saying I was doing.
Nobody puts Tausch in a corner.
I dare you to pick Malik Willis.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I'm legitimately thinking I've kind of called my shot tonight that this is going to be a rout.
Third quarter.
But I also want to win to Steinhoffels, and I pulled into the lead last week over you. So I don't know how crazy I want to get. Much like the Packers tonight, they don't need to bring out trick plays and all this other stuff. It's got to be a steady.
If you call Malik Willis and he gets in the game, you're going to win.
He can't just get in the game. He's got to perform, and I think he would. But it's not worth the risk. I am in front. I am the champion as we sit here. And it's not me. It's
champion.
Not me. I've won every year. And now this has been the toughest season so far of my Steinhoffels career. I'm competing. Chris Brooks.
Season of my Steinhoffels career.
I'm going Brooksy. I think JJ's going to be the first guy to kind of get. Let's take a little Oski and let's get Brooksy in there. I think Brooksy's going to be the guy tonight.
What's
Chris
his first
Brooks
name?
Is your selection.
I don't think he knew.
No, I'm going to. You're irritating me. Chris Brooks.
You guys have the same chemistry because you're together at least once a week or so in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. All right, Jesse, who are you taking?
I realized thanks to a text on our ESPN Wisconsin Talking text line, I left my Josh Jackson jersey at home. I forgot to bring it and try.
We were going to do the whole thing. You were going to put it on.
I know. I'm sorry.
God, you're disappointed.
So in the spirit of Josh Jackson, I was looking at the roster. He was number 37 with the Green Bay Packers.
Sam Shields.
So then I was looking at, do we have a 37? We don't. Then I was looking at who's nearest to that. 35 is Christopher Brooks. So can't pick him.
No, 35. Chris Brooks is 30.
He is? This is 35 what I'm looking at right here.
Oh, is that the Packers website?
No.
Okay, then.
Zane Anderson's 39, right?
Oh, I love that pick.
I'm going Zane Anderson, especially with the banged-up safety situation. The Saints got everybody hurt. They got Spencer Rattler back there. He's going to be flinging it all around. Picks a plenty tonight, potentially, for that defense. Give me Zane Anderson.
Five picks a plenty. Saints will stink.
All right, so according to the – that was really bad. According to the Packers page, you've got number 30 is Chris Brooks,
okay.
31 Emmanuel Wilson, 33 Evan Williams, who, by the way, was added to the injury report on Saturday with a quadriceps. He is questionable for tonight, so that's a factor. That could allow your guy Zane Anderson to get on the field,
yep.
So there's an opportunity there. But I am going to do – I'm going to do my specialty. I'm going to pick a guy who, at this moment, as we're doing the show, is not yet on the roster.
Uh-oh.
And that would be Luke Musgrave. Luke Musgrave has been on injured reserve for 2+ months, but he did practice. He does appear to be trending toward being activated today. They got to do that by 3 o'clock.
This spot it's open yet,
game.
Right?
They've been carrying an open roster spot for weeks.
Saving money.
Goody. He's
saving
a mastermind, no
what
doubt about it. I don't know what Luke Musgrave has to do tonight besides suit up, much like Malik Willis, but I need to be a little more risky in my choices as I'm looking to rally late in the season in our Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week. So Luke Musgrave, who is not yet officially activated from injured reserve and may not even be activated today, is my selection for the Steinhoffels.
He's not going
to
get cut. I mean, you've had that happen twice.
I have. In preseason, yeah, that's true. I don't know if I've ever
had
it.
Hey, a guy got cut. You had made
in the regular season?
Been cut. It happened.
Well, that's not going to happen tonight. I don't think he will be released, that's for sure. All right, those are our Steinhoffels Sleepers of the Week. Again, you can share yours via our social media channels throughout the day, but we'll see how things play out tonight. All right, it is Mary Picksmas, and we're going to get to our prize picks for the week, and we're going to do that next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Ooh. We'll
Nelson takes control of the show after a big weekend on Prize Picks to give us our Prize Picks of the Week.
Had a fantastic weekend on Prize Picks. Pixmas is my favorite time of
the
year.
How much did you win?
$467? It was something like that. Yeah, it was close to...
What do you mean? How much did you win? You can see it.
Well, I mean...
You click on the app and it tells you one bet, lost bet.
I won enough where I was able to cash out some of my funds in Prize Picks and deposit into the bank because we were feeling pretty
nice.
Good about where we were
that's
at.
Good.
So that's the kind of nice weekend we had on Prize. I read those college football games like a book.
Yeah, you're smart.
I was all over those. I was all over the NFL games on Saturday afternoon. Mahomes, C.J. Stroud, Justin Tucker. I was all over everything this weekend.
He's an opera singer, from what I recall. From
yes.
So are you up or down for the year?
Big up. Big up
all
on
Prize
Picks.
All because of Tausch and I with this segment.
You guys help a lot. And I was going to even frame this today because I've been on such a heater. I was going to tell you what I'm picking and then see if you agree or disagree.
Wow.
A little Prize Pick spin.
I'm assuming you're using the Joker Free Square.
Joker Free Square coming up Christmas Day as part of the 12 Days of Pixmas. A lot of free entry opportunities on Prize Picks for the 12 Days of Pixmas. So just for fun, you put in free entry. If you win, boom, you win. If not, you get a promo fund you get to use again later. It's fantastic.
Just give you $400.
I love
just
Pixmas.
Just handing you cash.
So about to celebrate the one-year anniversary of the Hawaii Bowl where I won biggest win on Prize Picks ever last year during the 12 Days of Pixmas. I love this time of year. All right. Josh Jacobs. Old Jesse picks less than 90.5 rushing yards tonight because this is going to turn into a preseason game. Tausch. I'm going less with Josh Jacobs' rushing yards. You with me?
What's the number?
90.5.
Yeah, I like less. I just don't think that's going to be needed. I don't know. I think Bulaga hit it really good because those first three or four drives will tell you what kind of game this is going to be. If Green Bay is as efficient and as good as I expect them to be, I think you're going to start seeing the Brookses the Emmanuel get out there earlier, and I do think you'll limit that. There's not a number out there like what Saquon has where they're going to want that. I think this is more about let's have Josh, especially it's going to be a shorter week because it's a Monday night game. I like the less on 90-something yards rushing.
Jason?
I like less as well because it's going to be a lot of Chris Brooks and Emmanuel Wilson tonight after the Packers are up big.
Dontavian Wicks, more than 1.5 receptions.
More. By the way, we have not talked about him. And in the last four, remember we were spending so much time talking about his drops.
Yeah, bad case of the dropsies.
I was chatting with him late in the week, and this is one of the things, and I actually said this to him. This is one of the ways that I and others suck at this job. Because he has had four really good games that have been quietly good, and I haven't written a word. I haven't talked about him on the show. But boy, I sure talked about him when he was dropping passes.
Negativity sells.
I don't think that it does,
think
he hasn't been like Christian Watson spectacular with big 100-yard games and big plays. He's just done a really good job. He's blocked really well in the run game, and he deserves more kudos for that. Than he's gotten, I do think he'll have more than 1.5 receptions.
I think he deserves two catches tonight is what I think he
at
deserves.
Minimum.
It's almost like if you had an article that you could write, you could maybe write an article
about
that.
I'm going to write about him next week. That was why I was talking to him. But I ran out of days this week.
On a long week.
Well, I had some other good stuff.
What did you put out? I didn't see. I wasn't available.
You are the least supportive friend I have, and that's really saying something.
I just said that I loved your article last week. I said it to Demofsky.
I write a story every day, at least one. There's two in today's paper.
What are they about?
God, you're the worst.
Tay? About Tay Wick?
No! Well, one of them you heard
Tay
me.
Adams?
I told Bulaga about the
Tay
defense.
Adams.
You're the worst. I hate you. We got to go back to doing the show from different places.
Jordan Love, more or less than 231.5 passing yards. I'm going less, fellas.
But it is Toyota-thon.
I feel like we're getting arrogant here. Like, I feel like we as Packer fans, for us, don't know what Jason is. We're already writing this script.
We're ignoring Matt LaFleur's warnings.
100%. But you have to, in order to score enough points to route somebody, you have to have, somebody has to do something.
You're right.
It can't just be, well, so-and-so's going to rest. Well, so there's only so many spots to rest. 231, though. I'm going last.
It's a lot of
Is
yards.
Is Malik Willis in there at all? If he's point
yeah,
1 yard.
I say yes.
No, I mean,
oh, in prize picks?
Yeah, if he's.
No, I don't think he is. I'll check.
Point
I don't.
Five
Wait, what a slap to New Orleans' face if Prize Picks puts Malik Willis at like 25 yards past.
You know, I think you just made a really good point. If you're going to route him, you got to put points up to do it.
Yeah.
So they got to. Well, I would say that getting Josh Jacobs to 90 whatever yards is difficult. I mean, he didn't even have 100 yards in the game last week. He had 134 total yards from scrimmage. I'm going to go more on the quarterback to get over 230 to get them to high a point total that he can come out of the game.
Okay. All right. This is a relatively newer one for our last one that I am really good at picking this one. Had the Bears-Lions game.
I'm really good
I don't think I've ever missed on this. I think I'm 3-for-3 on this category.
Well, now you're definitely getting it wrong tonight.
Longest field goal made for, is it groupie or group for, I don't know how you say the.
Blake. Just call him Blake.
Yeah. For
Morton Anderson's still kicking.
Blake group for the Saints or
Lutz?
Brandon McManus
Lutz.
Combined. More or less than 47.5 yards. I am saying less. We're not kicking field goals from 48-plus tonight in the snow at Lambeau Field.
Yeah, I'll join that club. I like all your picks tonight.
Me Plus, too. I'm with you on that. Now
you're
I can't
darn
wait
near
to
stealing money for Prize Picks, so I'm just going to start riding the wave of what you're doing.
Come on board. Picksmas. Can't miss. Those are your Prize Picks of the week.
Brought to you by Prize Picks, run your game.
It is the best place to get real money sports action. You know what's fun about it? We sit here and have opinions. Everybody that loves sports has sports opinions. And if you trust your sports opinions, Prize Picks is the best place to go, and you can make a little cash while you're doing it. If you think the Packers are going to rout the Saints tonight, certain things are going to happen. Pick more or less on two players, and you can win. It was going to be 100 times. Then it went to 200 times. Now you do it. You have enough entries. It's 1,000 times your cash. Prize Picks puts their members first, so all withdrawals, they're fast, they're safe, and they're secure. When your picks hit, you get your money in as quick as 15 minutes.
Very
now
secure.
We're up to, again, that 1,000 times your money. Download the app today. Use code WI to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5. Again, that's code WI to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks.
Run
your
game.
Power plays in. We're good for tonight.
Is there music playing in this house right now?
Next door. There's a tailgate happening. So, you know, getting the tailgate all.
All right. We need to play trivia.
Situated.
Trivia's fun.
Jesse, what's today's category and what caller would you like for Riley to answer the phone for?
I just realized I never actually listed on the show sheet what the trivia category is. Great moments in Packers-Saints history.
Mm.
Not an extensive history, but enough of a history. Great moments in Packers-Saints history.
The spread is 14.5, so caller 14. Caller 14 right now, 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Caller 14 plays trivia next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
The snow on the ground, love in the air, sleigh bells are ringing. This is what it's all about. The fire is warm, the angels are singing.
Before we get to trivia, I want to remind you that Bucks Plus has all your Bucks content that you might be interested in, including Bucks in Six, from the biggest plays on the court to the comments made in the locker room after the game. Get an in-depth recap of every Bucks game in just 6 minutes. No more, no less. Bucks in Six on the Bucks Plus Audio Network. If you missed any of the game or you just want to relive the biggest moments, Bucks in Six provides game recaps every morning after. Hear the high-flying dunks from Giannis or the deep threes from Dame and catch the comments post-game about what happened on the court. Bucks and Six on the Bucks Plus Audio Network. Find it now on bucks.com/plus or on Spotify, Apple, and wherever you get your podcast.
I'm assuming Giannis and Middleton didn't play. A lot of people not very happy about Saturday night's game.
They raised the banner, though.
That makes me sad.
Cup champs?
Makes me very sad. They put that up in there.
They did.
Oh, boy.
Time now.
Well, I guess the question is, what's the difference? Like, is that on the same level as like a Copper Bowl championship? Like, is that the same
thing? Yeah, it's like winning a bowl game, yeah.
I feel like the NBA wants you to put up a banner when you win that cup. I don't want to speak for the Bucks, but when you win
it. Put it right next to the championship.
Yeah, but it's like a baby one, and it's a different color. It's like very clearly like this is not the same as this.
It should be tiered, too.
Yeah, it's like it's tiny. Like the finals one is like, wow, we won the championship. And then it's like, hey, the NBA Cup.
I think it should be like off to the side more. Probably.
We don't give out banners for winning Wildy and Tausch trivia, but we do give out entries into our end of the week drawing. Let's play some trivia. Let's welcome in our contestant. It is Dan in Brothertown. Dan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing great.
Did you come up for the Lady Phoenix game yesterday?
Absolutely. I don't miss those games, man.
Oh, well, then you were probably at the Creighton game when Sydney and I went, and I'm sorry I missed you.
You know, I'm glad you were there, but that's the one I didn't miss. Unfortunately, I was that.
I don't think it's this game.
Fraud.
Wow, fraud. Wow. I don't know if I know
there's a real reason why I didn't make it. It was we had a funeral for my nephew.
Way to go, Jesse.
Oh, my God.
You never know this kind of thing. Shouting fraud is the bad. Wow. Oh, my Lord.
Wow.
All right. Well, on that happy note, let's play some trivia. God.
Seahawks are frauds, though. I was right on them.
Oh, boy.
Not the Vikings, however, it would appear. All right. The category is great moments in Packers Saints history or something to that effect, because it doesn't actually say it on my show sheets. Here is question number one for you. Tausch, you want me to just handle them all for you?
Go for it. I'm still shocked that Jesse just called old boy, who's been one of the great trivia contestants in our history, a fraud. Dan, I apologize on behalf of Wildy and Tausch for Jesse's behavior.
I do as well.
Thank you,
Now, question number one. Which former Packers player, playing in his first career regular season NFL game, returned a kickoff for a touchdown in Green Bay's season-opening win over the Saints in 2011.
Oh, I know.
Was it Randall Cobb, Davante Adams, or Ricky Jean-Francois?
Yeah, that's a good one.
It was Cobb.
It was indeed, but hey, Ricky Jean-Francois still working on all those Dunkin' Donuts franchises. Question two is this. Due to Hurricane Ida impacting New Orleans, the 2021 season opener between the Packers and the Saints was moved to which alternate location? Was it Houston, Charlotte, or Jacksonville?
Oh, man. I'm going to say Jacksonville.
And you would be correct, 2 for 2. And the Packers got trounced in that game.
38-3.
And they still got the most important number one overall seed in history. And
I saw that in Enigma. It was good. That gave us a little taste in that.
Sorry I missed that. All right, Dan, chance to go 3 for 3 and start us off on a perfect week. Question three is this. Who was the starting quarterback for the Packers the last time the Saints came to Green Bay and won at Lambeau Field? Was it Scotty Tolzien, Brett Hundley, or Scott Hunter?
Okay, I got to go. Oh God, he's quarterbacked a lot of games. I'll go with Hundley.
Brett Hundley is your answer.
Is that right?
I don't remember that game at all. It was October of 2017.
Rodgers had broken his collarbone. Then suddenly, mysteriously, Martellus Bennett had a shoulder injury that contagiously he
caught. Wait, the Saints beat us with Huntley, or Huntley was our quarterback?
Yeah, the Saints beat The Saints beat Drew Brees quarterback the Saints to a victory over Brett Hundley and the Packers.
Oh, I misheard the whole question. I thought it was the
you weren't even really listening.
Oh,
you
I
were
was
like scrolling through your phone.
No, I'm ready for my live read. I thought Scott Hunter was going to be my guest because I thought it was the Saints quarterback that beat us.
I had also never heard of Scott Hunter until
was he not the quarterback that followed
come on,
Bart
Scott
Starr?
Hunter.
Oh, you know Dan, you know Scott Hunter?
Dang right. He's part of us. They won the championship that year. They won it, whatever division we were called that year. He did a great job. We lost to the Redskins in the playoffs.
Okay.
Did they raise a banner? all right. You were a perfect 3 for 3, Dan. That means you've got 4 entries into Friday's drawing. I'm sorry for Jesse's insensitivity. I'm sorry I missed you. I should have gone to yesterday.
That's all right, guys.
Merry Christmas.
We appreciate your loyalty to the show, and
happy
I will
holidays.
See you at a Phoenix game before the season is out.
Rise again.
I'll be looking for you, Jason. Hopefully I'll see you in those. Hey, you're a Wisconsin man with those shorts.
I am something, that's for sure. All right, that is Wilde and Tausch Trivia. Jesse, man, you got to be more careful.
That was tough.
That was a tough listen.
Fraud. I mean, Tausch did call him out also. I just didn't go as far as I did. And you're welcome. Making you look like the good guy all of a sudden. There you go.
Good job. What a good teammate.
And if you need to apologize and maybe send a gift to somebody you called a fraud, Fortrea's got you covered. Healthy, overweight adults ages 18 to 65. BMI of 30 to 40. 3 stays totaling 7 nights with 12 follow-ups, and you can grab $14,148 for your time and participation. If you refer a friend, $350 per qualified referral. Head over to FortreaClinicalTrials.com. That's Fortrea, F-O-R-T-R-E-A, clinicaltrials.com.
The 11 o'clock hour is upon us. It starts in 2 minutes and will include, some might say, cringy headlines. That'll happen shortly.
Tough
stick around
for me.
It's Wilde and Tausch.